Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Matt Scraby, pulling his hair out a little bit today on the ones and twos over there.
It's a new process, Chris.
Well, yes, you're trying to incorporate a little more video into the show today.
Yes, so I just got to get used to the
people coming at you from all angles. It started like at 1 o'clock when I texted Scraby and I said, can you get the highlight of the Josh Giddey game-winning shot last night? Because I wanted to play it for Tony. I knew how much he'd appreciate it.
You know how much I love to complain about you giving me things late? This is not the case for this one. I will defend you. You gave me that at like 10:30 this morning and I got it done, but it wasn't until like the last 30 seconds. Been busy because it's the first Friday of the season.
Yeah, Kyle Hart was our guest earlier, and it was really nice to get to know him a little bit. If you missed that opportunity, you'll get another shot in the 5 o'clock hour. Looks like South Carolina, the defending women's national champ, is going to be able to hang on.
Boo!
Yeah, Maryland gave them everything they could, everything they could want, but Carolina made a couple plays here at the end. They lead by 4, 69-65. Only 11 seconds left. So Maryland, and it's South Carolina ball. So Maryland's going to be something kind of like the Bulls got last night to beat the Lakers. That was the thing. It wasn't just the half-court shot that won the game. The Bulls were down 5 with 12 seconds left. They hit a 3.
Oh.
Then LeBron made a terrible inbounds. It was stolen.
So all I've seen is...
And they made another 3. And now the Bulls were up by 1. Then the Lakers called timeout. They made a layup. The Lakers went up by 1. The Bulls had no timeouts, ran to half court. Guy made the shot. It was a crazy finish.
You know, that sure. Josh Giddey story is kind of crazy because he was accused of something pretty horrible and then he was cleared of it. And he seems to be doing some great things lately.
He's a, I didn't realize he's an Aussie.
Oh.
They interviewed him after the game and he's been getting interviewed a lot here today. But he's an Australian guy.
He almost had a quadruple double the other day.
I think in the, you heard the call by Stacey King, the color analyst, earlier talking about that it was the big one.
Yeah.
Doing his best Red Fox on Sanford's son. But he also said something like during the craziness of the celebration, Paul Hogan is somewhere celebrating. Remember, he was the Crocodile Dundee.
I was going to say, why is he bringing up
Stacey
Paul
King,
Hogan?
Stacey King thought of everything in the moment when he hit that
should I know
shot.
Paul Hogan a bull?
I think that's his name, Paul Hogan.
No, you're right. It is. It is.
Yeah. One last thing before we get to Chris versus the fans. The Milwaukee Brewers today traded to the Detroit Tigers an outfielder by the name of Brewer Hicklin.
So the Milwaukee Brewers traded him away?
Traded him away.
Oh, that's not allowed.
The guy's name is Brewer.
That's not allowed.
They traded him to the Tigers. They got some cash back. I love this little note. It says, Hicklin was the first player in Brewer history whose name was Brewer. Oh, really? Like, you know what I mean? There wasn't like 15 others?
There's some crazy names out there these days.
I'm pretty sure the Padres have never had a player named Padre.
No.
So, you know, this is very surprising that they had a guy named Brewer.
That is very surprising, no, actually.
They don't have him anymore.
I've never heard of anyone named Brewer before.
I hadn't either, but he's now a Tiger.
Now so. We got to look and see if this guy was a Brewer fan growing up, or his parents were.
Yeah, got to see if he changes his name to Tiger Hicklin.
He should.
All right, let's play some Chris vs. the Fans, get some people some chance to go to Vegas.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, here's what we're playing for. Two tickets or qualification for two tickets to Alanis Morissette at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on October 24th, a two-night hotel stay October 23rd through the 25th at Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. You will also win a four-pack of tickets to the Good Guys 24th McGuire's Del Mar Nationals going down April 4th through the 6th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Grab tickets at good-guys.com/DMN. Now the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question, or you win if you're a first-time player. Let us know. You get that question for free today. And what's the last thing? Oh, yeah, Chris versus the Fans, as we told you. Brought to you by Good Guys, 24th McGuire's Del Mar Nationals, April 4th through the 6th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Get details at good-guys.com. Good-guys.com. All right, let's go with our first contestant today. Let's go Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, good afternoon, Jen.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you on, Kyle. Good luck to you.
Ready to play?
Thank you. I am a first-time player. Player!
First-time player!
Player! Player!
You got a little bit of harmonization over
there.
Yeah,
we go a little crazy when we get a first-time player. All right, Kyle, you're on to question two?
Yep, here we go.
Okay.
Question number two starts like this. Who made the opening day start for the Red Sox yesterday?
Oh, man.
The Bo Sox.
I'm going to go ahead and pass it to Chris.
Pass it to Chris. I think he knows.
I think I know. Was it Garrett Crochet, the newly acquired lefty?
Ah, sorry.
Sorry, Kyle, but play again. Your second time, you may have a little better luck.
I hate when first-time players get eliminated.
I do, too. But
they didn't know.
You know, it's just one of those things.
I think I'm getting your name right. Hasael?
Yeah, that's right.
Did he get it right?
It doesn't sound like I was right.
That's the first time he's ever gotten anything right.
Right.
So.
I think it's a silent H there to get it
first. Oh, Asael.
Asael. Okay.
Yeah. Good thing I didn't call you Hazel today because, me.
Oh, no. Hey, I get that.
You're lucky that he laughs, Scraby. If I was him, I'd come down here and knock you out for saying Hazel.
Well, I didn't.
We don't all hate you like Chris does.
Oh, thank you very much. You are a winner.
Yeah, he's going to send you the tickets right now. I think he may have drive Alanis Morissette over to your house. He's so happy to hear that.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Then I get to drive Alanis Morissette around.
You get to hang out with her yourself.
She'll just yell in the back seat about stuff.
What would she yell to you, do you think?
Oh, something about Dave Coulier.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I see where you're going with. She would probably yell this.
It only works when the timing is better.
I know. All right, Asael.
Get Asael in here.
Here we go. Question number one. Who hit the only home run for the Padres yesterday?
That'd be Gavin
Sheets. Gavin Sheets. That is correct.
Tony calls him.
Ben Sheets.
And as I call Yuki Matsui, Hideki Matsui. It's funny when something does get stuck in your head like that, it won't go away sometimes.
Yeah, it's a good thing that I actually haven't made a mistake yet, but it's gonna happen soon.
It'll pop up.
It's gonna happen soon. All right, question number two. Who was the opening day starter for the Washington Nationals yesterday?
The Nationals.
That would be Gore, Mackenzie Gore.
Oh, Mackenzie Gore is correct.
We have a player. 13 strikeouts in 6 innings for Gore.
And not even close to getting the win either.
No, they have the... Phillies came back against the beleaguered Nationals bullpen.
You know, real quick, sorry about this, Osiel. Oh, my gosh, I keep saying guy's name wrong. MLB has this great feature on their app on my TV where I can just watch each game in, like, 3 minutes, and then it just rolls through all the games. So last night when I was going to bed, I just clicked once, rolled through every highlight of every game played yesterday. So
did you see the highlight of the Bulls game at the end?
No, I'm talking baseball.
Oh, baseball. What is it? Where is this now?
On MLB. On my TV has an MLB app.
Okay.
And it wasn't affected at the time by the outage.
So you can see all the game highlights in 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty great. Pretty great.
Well, I'm sure Asael is happy you cut into his game time to tell us that.
All right. Question number 3. You get this right, Chris gets it wrong, you win. What National League hitter had the longest hit streak of 2024?
Oh, that's tough.
Not sure, but I'm going with Luis Arraez.
Arraez. I mean, it's not a bad guess.
That's a very good guess.
Stay there, though. Yeah. Stay there.
I don't know. It wasn't Joe DiMaggio.
No, it was not.
He wasn't in the National League anyway. The longest in the whole league? That's really hard. I you know what? You'll say it, and I'll go, oh, yeah. I think Asael's got to win. I'm going to have to just guess somebody crazy. National League, first team I kind of landed on in my mind was the Reds. Ellie De La Cruz. <I don't know. laughs> Hey,
all right,
Asael, you're a winner.
Nice job.
Good for you.
Stay right there. On the line, because I need to get your guy hung up the other day. I'm still trying to track him down.
Who was it?
It was someone that you were in the right division.
Okay, well, it's not.
Pirates, do you have any guesses?
Pirates, Brian Reynolds.
That's it.
It was.
25-game hit streak.
25, that's pretty good.
Longest in baseball last year.
Yeah, okay, very
good. That is, like, I know it's a video game, but I play MLB The Show, and it's really hard to get a 10-game hit streak going, like, let alone real life.
Understand that Pete Rose got 44 in a row 47 years ago. No one's come close to Pete Rose. And Joe DiMaggio had 12 more than Pete Rose. That's how impossible that record's going to be to break.
That is pretty impossible.
You know who holds the Padre record? Longest hitting streak.
It's got to be our guy, Tony Gwynn.
It's got to be, but it's not.
Fernando?
Benito Santiago.
Oh, I did know this.
As a rookie, had a 34-game hit streak.
It's actually been asked on the Chris vs. the Fans before.
You've asked it, probably.
I have.
All right. Traffic and stay on the line. Asael, you're a winner. Good for you. We're going to hear from A.J. Preller. He was on the morning show with Ben and Woods. What did he have to say? What did the guys ask him? We'll all find out together when Gwynn and Chris returns. South Carolina.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Carolina played Duke in the Elite Eight. On the women's side, men's Sweet 16 action should be underway shortly.
Games last
it is
night
actually
weren't
very underway. Good. Ole Miss 6, Michigan State 6.
Oh.
First half. We'll get that up on the TV for you shortly here, Scrabe.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know you're dying to see it.
The games outside of Texas Tech and Arkansas, the games just. I know I'm complaining, but
no, they're fair.
I expect more drama.
I do too. And there's only been two upsets the whole tournament. I mean, we're like almost to the end. Somebody's got to upset somebody to make it interesting. And other than Arkansas knocking out St. John's and maybe in the first round, McNeese State beat Clemson, there haven't been any, you know, upsets or Cinderellas or last second heroics type of things.
See, I don't really need a Cinderella. I just want good games. I need buzzer beaters.
Cinderellas.
I want last shots to choose the game. And especially when that guy travels against Colorado State, they should call the travel.
Well, that was the last shot you wanted.
It shouldn't have been the last shot. It should have been a traveling violation.
You're upset because they didn't call a traveling violation.
Mainly because I picked Colorado State.
All right. Here we go with, I had something.
AJ Preller.
Well, yes. I wanted to finish up the hitting streak thing because we were talking about how hard it is to get a long hitting streak. In this century, since 2000, only two players have gone over 30. That's how hard it is to put a hitting streak together. Wow. One of them was Jimmy Rollins, 2005 and 6. I think that was over two seasons. He had 38. The longest in-game hitting streak this century is held by an old Atlanta Braves second baseman, power hitting Dan Ugla.
I remember him.
He had 33 games in a row in 2011.
He looked like He-Man.
Dan Ugla like probably hit 240 in his career, but he had a 33-game hitting streak.
That's crazy.
So that makes no sense.
It makes zero sense.
Yeah. All right. AJ Preller, indeed, was on the morning show with Ben and Woods. You know the award-winning morning show, Ben and Woods.
Yes. They just celebrated yesterday their 7-year anniversary.
I heard. And I heard that since they were down broadcasting live at Baja Ricks near Petco Park, the Padres actually brought them a cake.
The Pod Squad did, yeah.
Pod Squad brought them a cake.
I didn't see what kind of cake it was, but hopefully it was like an ice cream cake or
with all due respect,
red velvet.
With all due respect, Pod Squad, our 8th anniversary is not too far away.
I think it's already passed.
No, it's in April, isn't it?
No.
April's our anniversary.
I don't think so.
We don't actually know. No, we do. We started just after opening day.
I know, but I've looked back through my docs, and I got to look back again during the next break because I keep forgetting what anniversary.
All right, so we're not going to be able to get a cake from the Pod Squad because we're not going to be able to give them the actual date of our anniversary.
Yeah, that's true. Also, we're not broadcasting down there, so.
Well, I think in honor of Tony Gwynn Jr., the Pod Squad should come up here.
I'm with it.
travel.
Next they're traveling, but
have cake.
Dang it.
Have cake. We'll travel. Our 8th anniversary is soon, and every time I say something like that, I have to thank all you listeners out there who are part of this and
absolutely
help make it work for us. All right, so AJ was on this morning. They asked him a bunch of stuff. If you want to hear the whole interview, go to, you know, 973thefansd.com.
Or the 973 The Fan YouTube, or right, the Ben and Woods YouTube.
But we'll play a little of it here, and this is AJ Preller talking about how tough the final roster decisions were.
Again, I know the last, you know, really like kind of started like maybe 3 weeks before we knew we had to break camp. You know, myself, Mike, you know, our analysts, our scouting group, they were, you know, pretty much every night we're hanging out, you know, in the complex there in Peoria, and got the whiteboard up, and we're going, man, we're 7 names, 8 names, 9, it ended up being, you know, 10 or 11 names that are, you know, for 5 spots, you know, so hopefully a good sign, you know, in terms of for the season, having depth, and, you know, it's always a good thing when you have options and have tough decisions. But, you know, there were some really tough conversations over the last couple of days, because we could have gone a lot of different ways with the team and the roster. You know, obviously some of it was keeping depth, some of it was kind of the balance and blend, veteran youth, athleticism, et cetera. And the good news is, you know, like, you know, the guys that we brought in, they made it, you know, made us have some tough calls. And then I think looking forward to the rest of the year, I think we know that, you know, there's going to be competition at the big league level. And as we need to see other pieces, whether we want to kind of change the look or style of our team, whether we have injuries and you know, need some guys to come up and play well, you know, we've got some guys throughout the organization that are going to be able to help us. That was all, you know, I mean, that was all part of the decision. So obviously we went with the group we went to, but, you know, Oscar Gonzalez, Tirso, Connor Joe, yeah, Tyler, I mean, there was so many different ways we could have gone with it. And, you know, I think exciting, but probably as tough of any calls here, you know, this last few weeks in terms of just rounding out the roster.
I got to agree with him. I mean, it was hard to do.
Yeah.
And you know, for us. I got them all wrong, by the way. I had Connor Joe making it over Brandon Lockridge. That didn't happen. I had Tyler Wade making it the entire spring.
Yeah.
He ended up losing out basically to Iglesias.
Mm-hmm.
I had Campusano making the team. He lost out to Martin Maldonado. And I never really thought Gavin Sheets was going to make it until he, you know, went crazy in spring training and changed everybody's mind. You know, I would have expected to be Rosario instead.
I mean,
so out of the 5 open spots, the only one I got right was Gurriel. And when I guessed Gurriel, I didn't feel too good about it, but Gurriel did make it. The other ones, I got them all wrong. I mean, it was that hard to, you know, figure it out.
Yeah, it was. And again, I'm glad that AJ Preller has to make those decisions, because
well, didn't make it alone.
No, I know. But Gavin Sheets, like, if he doesn't hit those home runs in consecutive games, I think it was 4 or 5.
5.
He doesn't make the team.
Probably not. But
if he hits 3 of those, he might not make the team.
As my good friend Sam Levitt said yesterday, if he keeps doing what he did yesterday, he's going to stay on the team all year. Sammy,
poor Sam.
I love you.
I'm not making fun of him because I say stuff like that all
oh,
the
I do
time.
Too, and that's why I'm having fun with it. Because
like,
I can say it because I do the same thing.
We I remember on a post game.
We say stuff that makes so, it's like, no kidding,
yeah,
pal.
I remember on a post game I got crushed because I was like, if the Padres just keep scoring runs, they're going to win the game.
Yeah, well, yeah, you weren't lying.
Duh.
We're not lying. Arizona Diamondbacks signed Brandon Pfaadt, young right-handed pitcher. Gets a 5-year contract extension, $45 million. That's a lot. They must really think this guy is good. He was 11-10 last year, 4.71 ERA, but 3.1 WAR. There you go. They look at the WAR. They don't care if you get anybody out. Just look at the WAR.
All right.
$9 million a year for Brandon Pfaadt.
He's had moments.
Sure he has. $9 million a year worth of moments?
$9 million's not as much as he could have made.
Okay. I'm going to start pitching again. Big Five's next. Gwen and Chris.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash. Just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Around.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Wow, guys, we're actually back to our old schedule, our old stomping ground. I can't believe the baseball season's back, to be honest. I can't. But we had some good stuff yesterday. We had some stuff from A.J. Preller. And so we're going to start, actually, with A.J. Preller because
number five.
There's been some moves made on the roster the last couple days. And so he spoke very highly of one guy, and that would be Eggie Rosario in the wake of his DFA. And suggested that he expects to find a trade partner for Eggie via Jeff Sanders of the San Diego Union-Tribune. Preller said, Eggie's a big league player. He's going to get an opportunity to go elsewhere and play in the big leagues, I would think immediately, and we'll try to add some value through a trade here in the next week. Now, Chris and Tony, my first question to you guys is, how do you trade a guy that you DFA'd?
Well, the rules state that you have 7 days. To trade him.
No, that's the movie The Ring, Chris.
No,
that's The Ring.
No, that's... I don't know. The baseball rules are very convoluted and crazy.
But is that true? You have 7 days?
Apparently, he's got 7 days to try to work a trade out. And I honestly think, you know, DFAing Eggie Rosario and basically parting with Eggie Rosario was probably the hardest decision they had to make in terms of finalizing the roster. I mean, yeah. Connor Joe going down, at least they know they can bounce him right back up. Camposano, same thing. I know it wasn't easy parting with Tyler Wade, but from what I understand, already passed through waivers. So Tyler Wade basically can be sent to the minor leagues now, but he has to accept that assignment. But I don't think they ever wanted to part with Eggie Rosario. They just ran out of bodies and ran out of space. So I think he will make a trade. I think somebody will be interested in that. Why wait for waivers if you're a team that, you know, wants a good young player? It may not get down to you. You may not have a chance to pick him up. So I there's so many teams that could use a player like Eggie Rosario. Probably could plug right into the lineup. So I think this is what will happen.
Tony, what do you think about Eggie?
I think Eggie is a big league player. I think he probably will be able to get a trade for him somewhere. I think, you know, first of all, the rules, I think you have to pass through waivers, and then the Padres have that amount of time to make a trade with somebody else.
Thank you, Tony.
At that point.
Okay.
I think that one was most likely the most difficult decision, because all the other ones, you know, you could, as Chris said, they had options. So you can call them up and, you know, bring him in. I think the good thing for Eggie was he probably did himself some favors by the spring he had. And it probably makes it easier for AJ to complete a trade because he had such a productive spring training. So, that one I'm sure was tough. I mean, that's a homegrown guy that they had that they're going to have to, you know, part with, but it was in the interest of putting the best team on the field.
And I think Eggie should make a clean break once he leaves the Padres, and wherever else he goes, change his name to E-Guy.
He should, just to differentiate
make a
himself.
Clean break, that's right. Yes, yeah. Leave the past behind.
Can you let everybody, all the reporters know my name is actually E-Guy?
That's
Chris
right.
Had it right. Chris Ello in San Diego had it right the old time.
My guy Chris had it going the whole time.
Number four.
All right, I may, Chris, have found the one way that streaming may not be the one-stop shop for how we watch things going forward. Because yesterday, on quite possibly the biggest day of the baseball season, MLB TV was not able to be watched by any fans at all because there was a big technical outage.
Mm.
And they faced it all day long. Some fans weren't able to see any of their team's home games. One of those teams, the Guardians, are solely reliant on MLB TV to distribute their games and have they have made a peace offering for their own fans. Cleveland has offered free tickets to attend a game to make up for the outage. The statement said, "To thank you for purchasing Guardians.tv and to apologize for the inconvenience to your first game viewing experience, the Guardians and MLB would like to offer you 4 complimentary upper reserve tickets."
Upper reserve.
Yeah, I heard that. To 120
upper reserve.
I love how they put the reserve on there to try to make it seem a little more fancy.
Oh, yeah,
fancy.
It's like fancy. No, these are the nosebleeds. Just give me 4 complimentary reserve. Nosebleeds.
We're giving you 4 upper reserve tickets and a box of Kleenex for your nosebleed.
To one game in April or May, and you get to choose which game, but you cannot choose the home opener on April 8th.
All right.
Some are saying they don't want tickets. Some are saying they want a refund for at least the first month of MLB.TV.
You miss one game, you got to give up a whole month.
It was
back?
The biggest game of the year.
Get out of here.
Tony, you're up first. What would be a proper peace offering, Tony?
The tickets is more than enough of a peace offering. Knock it off. 4 of them at that. I mean, it just might have been you in the house, and you get 4 tickets? That's a pretty good. I know it's the upper reserve.
Which means
hilarious.
You have a better view of Lake Erie than you do of the field.
Sitting with the pigeons.
Yes.
But I think that or one game worth of money back come on. I mean, that's a month. Get out of here with that.
So there are people, and I bet you Scraby is among them.
Whoa,
there,
whoa.
Right, listen up, because I bet you've done this before.
Whoa.
There are people who almost want businesses to make a mistake so that they can ask
for more
to make up for the mistake.
Sure. I am not a person who ever speaks up about
There's
stuff
people
like that.
Really do try to take advantage of this stuff. Because they feel they're in the right. They got the moral high ground.
Yeah.
So they go, okay, you know, I got a flat tire on your car, so I want a new car. And you're like, right, buddy, since when did that happen?
For the record, I'm saying for sure. Not that you are doing that, Scraby, but that there are people out there that certainly want businesses to fail so they can get more.
Oh, there are, for sure.
I'll tell you one person right now. Her name is Lori.
I was just about to say, your wife?
because if we get
Lori get out of this deal?
Well, I've told you the story before. Once we went the one time in Chicago where we got the room next to the elevator, the hotel room, she ended up getting us in the presidential suite. She was ecstatic about it.
Well, I would.
And she still talks about how great she is. So,
well, she is for that.
Well, that's there's no question. Right there. She is great, but she loves stuff like this. Oh, wait, the room. There's something wrong. Wait, I smell a little cigarette smoke in this room. Let's go. We're going to own the Hyatt.
Oh,
that's too funny.
Chris, is that your...
I'm good with Tony. No, I think this is a fair exchange.
Because I just looked it up. It's $149.99 for the Cleveland Guardians out of $162. They're going to give you a discount of $1.08.
Do you want... Do you want the dollar and eight cents?
I want the tickets.
Or do you want the upper reserve?
I actually want a free month, but...
Well, I know you do. The $149 is a... That's a pricey tag, but I guess that's what you got to do now.
That's what you got to do.
Thank you, hey, Padres, for making us not have to do that.
You're supposed to get 162 of those bad boys with it. That's the difference. Like, NFL, you're getting 17 games of
football.
For
$7,000.
Right.
And
I just called you team for some reason.
All right.
Chris is your name. This was all teams.
Yeah,
throughout
I get
baseball.
It. It was a glitch.
I definitely saw it on Padre Twitter.
Yeah, and I actually felt like I thought there was like some local blackout. I didn't know the extent of things until I got home last night.
See what I'm doing here, Scraby? I'm waving everybody over to my side. My cable worked perfectly yesterday, and I enjoyed the entire game.
I did watch the game on cable as well.
There you go.
Number three.
Apparently a 13-12 record is good enough for Colorado to give Coach Prime a massive raise. Via Brian.
Wait, is this the Coach Prime that you were most certain was on his way to the NFL? Is this the same guy you're talking about?
I never said I was certain.
Yes, you
I said that it makes sense because he took the meeting with Jerry.
You said he was only in Colorado to make a stepping stone to the NFL.
1,000%.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to, for the sake of time, I'm just going to agree with you guys.
Good.
But 13-12, man. Wow! Give him the entire key to Boulder.
And he lost a bowl game by like 30 points.
The Alamo Bowl.
That was big.
Well, they've announced to Colorado that is a 5-year, $54 million deal with Coach Prime. The $10.8 million per year agreement makes him one of the highest paid coaches in college football. He'll make $10 million this coming year, $10 million next year, $11 million in 2027, $11 million in 2028, and $12 million in 2029. So, Chris, do you think he deserves to be one of the highest paid coaches in football?
Based on performance.
College football.
Based on performance, I would say no, not yet. But
all right, Tony?
But based on eyeballs that he brings to the program, I don't know. Can you name more than five other coaches in college football? Maybe seven? I mean, Coach Prime has brought, you know, incredible attention to Colorado football. And he's rescued a program that I think won one game the year before he got there. So 13-12 is better than you're pointing it out to be, because he started at the bottom of the barrel.
Just reporting the facts, Chris.
I know what you're saying, and I'm trying to put him in perspective. I think it's a little much. I do. But this is what people like Coach Prime command. And if you're going to, you know, work with him, you better be ready to pony up, because he doesn't do anything unless he's got a bag.
That's very true.
And it's got to be full of cash.
I mean, he's set for life. Like, money is not something that's... I mean, big money might sway him.
And he's pretty frugal, it sounds like, too, when you hear him talk about his money. So, he's probably got some stashed away under his house somewhere.
Tony, what do you think? Does he deserve to be one of the highest paid coaches in college football?
Yes, because of the uniqueness of his situation. He came in, had a football team that won one game. They won four, and then how many last year, Chris?
I think they won nine.
Yeah, nine.
Nine games last year. So, and then on top of that, what he brings to the university in just in money itself. I mean, that place is filled to the brim again, which they hadn't seen in quite some
place. They've got to be selling more gear than they've ever sold before.
1,000%. I mean,
everybody wants a Colorado
shirt. I was about to say, now they're tapping into people who didn't even go to Colorado that want Colorado gear.
I would think so.
So, you know, I think if you're asking me based on wins and losses, it's probably a little bit early. But in terms of what he does as a whole for the university, I think this is well within range of what it should be.
And let me just tell you,
don't let him then get in this contract and actually win, because you're going to have to back the whole Brinks truck up at that point.
Win a national championship, you're paying $20 million a year.
Yeah.
You know, I just to go back, the Holiday Bowl people at the end of last season wanted nothing other than for Colorado to land in the Holiday Bowl.
Yeah,
and I guarantee you, every bowl around the country was hoping for the same thing. That's his influence.
That's his impact.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he went to the Alamo Bowl?
Well, that was what was... They had choice ahead of the Holiday Bowl, so there wasn't anything the Holiday Bowl could do.
Who cares about the Alamo Bowl?
I don't know. That didn't ever...
Number two.
Just mad at the Alamo Bowl for no reason now. Jazz Chisholm Jr. did an Athletic interview about how his style of play may not be for everyone, and he said something that made me think. He said, quote, "I don't want to say this. Baseball is a white sport. I feel like white people criticize everything that a black man does. Black men are outspoken. They say what's on their mind. They say what's on their minds," end quote. Now, the unwritten rules of baseball is mainly what he is talking about here. And he is saying that he shouldn't be, or the unwritten rules say he shouldn't be wearing jewelry on the field. He wears two earrings and diamond-crested chains featuring characters from his favorite anime series. He shouldn't pimp home runs. And he does. He pimps them every time. Even if they're wall scrapers, and then performs his signature Euro step as he crosses home plate. So he's not talking about... He's just talking about the white men in regards to the unwritten rules of baseball. So, Tony, okay, do you agree with Jazz Chisholm in his assessment?
No, not completely. I think, you know, when you're having these conversations, you got to make sure you're specific enough so that you're not lumping everybody into one pool. And I think that's really the only mistake he made. The things that he's talking about are the same things that many African-American black players have been talking about, you know, for a long time. And I think it's less prominent now than it was when I was playing. I think people are more accepting of the game, but there are plenty of older white men who saw the game in a different way, and a guy like Jazz makes them uncomfortable watching them, you know, Euro step around the bases, do the jump. I think it's the jumper at third as he hits that. The chains. Listen, I came in an era where you had to have some time before you could have the bling blings in your ear, right? Like, you had to be a dude who had like some service time. Now, you know, rookies can do it, and I'm fine with it. I mean, it that's an accepted practice now. It wasn't like that when I came into the league. But I would say that the thing that Jazz has to be more cautious of is when he's explaining, you know, that this view and how it is, he has to be very specific in how he's talking, because I don't think that's everybody anymore. I don't think it's ever been everybody. But the way he made it sound was like it was all white men, and I don't think that's...
And it's a very long article too, with many more different things that he talked about, so make sure you go read The Athletic if you want to get up to date on everything that he said. I don't know why, but I feel like he's just describing Bob Brenly to a T there.
Well, I mean, if he's describing Bob Brenly, he's probably right. I mean, let's go there first.
I mean, but that's the era that those guys came up in, you know, and so I'm not saying it was right, but I certainly know that for a long time, you could have a black player and a white player. Not for a long time, but in that age, in that era that I'm talking about, they could be the same style of player. One would be considered gritty. One would be considered a little bit of a hot dog.
Yeah, right.
And those
are... If a black player ever did what Pete Rose did, running to first, he probably wouldn't have got the same reaction. You 100%. Know.
So I think as I said, Jazz just has to be a little more selective in how he uses his words, because that, you know, that's going to get clipped, and guess what? They're going to run that all up on up and down IG and all whatever Twitter, and it'll be taken as it's written
out of context.
Out of context. And so he has to, if you're going to have that discussion, you definitely have to be thoughtful in how you're going to bring it so that people can digest it.
Chris, Tony got everything. I want to say one, just from another angle on this, I don't think it's also right to say that all black players are showmen like Jazz Chisholm. And that's for an example, I will go back in the day. I'm turning back time once again. But the one pitcher that I remember more than any other pitcher in the history of the game who played the old school way of you hit mine, I hit yours, you crowd the plate, I brush you back, Bob Gibson, who was black. So the same way Tony says not all white people don't like this, I also want to point out all black players don't. You know, showmen. A lot of them just do their thing.
I had a father that was not a showman.
There you go.
He one of the reasons why he enjoyed watching me play more because I did some of the things that he wasn't comfortable doing.
Right.
So he could kind of live through me in some ways, in some parts, believe that or not. But I just think, it's. Again, you just got to be thoughtful in how you describe it. Chris is absolutely right. Not every black player is going to be a showman or someone who's got a little hot sauce. And not every white dude is going to hate on a dude who has a little sauce to him.
I wish I could pull off.
I wish I could say
if
sauce.
If I said
as
hot
well.
Sauce, it would be so out of place. No,
the only time,
talking about food?
Yeah, the only time I can say sauce is when I'm talking about Arkansas. That's it.
It's the only time we're cool and we say the word sauce.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Number one. If you want to make some extra money while flying, maybe this is the way to do it. On a flight from New York to Austin, a passenger posted this story on social media. By the way, on Reddit, I look at a lot of different flying forums and everything, rude passengers, hacks, things like that.
By the way, just to add to this, whenever I go on a flight with the women's basketball team, he tracks my flight.
I do.
Yes,
I've never heard of anybody who does this.
Jesse Agler. Jesse Agler does that.
Okay, we'll see.
All right, so here's what it said on Reddit.
I only know of that site because of you and Jesse.
Yeah, you only know tracker. That there's a Padres waypoint and a Gwynn waypoint out in the ocean because
that's
of right. Jesse Agler.
That's right. I had no idea there was a Padre point and a Gwynn point.
Yep. All right, so here it goes. Boarding, two guys came up to my row and asked if anyone in an aisle or window would swap so they could sit together. They both had the middle seats on opposite sides of the row, and they offered $80 for these seats. The Reddit user said other passengers were shooting down the offer, and one of the men ended up sitting next to the Reddit user that's posting. The guy next to me, he goes on to say, the guy next to me asked if I would swap for $150. I thought about it and said yes. We swapped, and his buddy Venmo'd me before takeoff. Boom. Easiest $150 I have ever made. So, Chris, would you sell your aisle or window for a middle for $150?
No.
I would.
I would give it to them for free. There's absolutely no way.
Whoa. Okay, Mr. Angel over there.
Well, first of all, if it's a 12, 14-hour flight, then don't bring it up.
New York to Austin. No, three and a half at most.
All right, 3.5 hours, I can handle it. I've been in the middle seat a million times in my life. If somebody wants to sit next to somebody that they're traveling with, I'd be the first person to stand up and say, here, I'll swap with you. And I've done it many times, so I don't think I wouldn't feel comfortable taking the money. Sorry, that's my answer. You don't like it? Don't ask the question.
I don't like it, so I'm going to keep it.
I don't like it.
I wouldn't take the money, but not because I wouldn't feel comfortable. It's just too risky. I've had a claustrophobia episode on a plane before.
Okay.
That was flying charter with a team where you can sit wherever you want. After that, I was like, I will never again sit anywhere other than the aisle. I need to feel at least
a little freedom.
Some freedom.
Now that he said that, I got to add one thing. I would give you my seat and take the middle seat, but only under the condition that I can get up and use the bathroom as often as I want without you complaining.
I think that's fair.
Because that, yeah, if you're going to put me in the middle, you got to live with the fact that I may have to get up a couple times.
I told you about the time that I was flying home from Ireland and I paid extra for extra legroom, and the lady had a baby and wanted to sit next to her husband and asked me if I wanted to move from my window seat, and I said no.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I said, I paid extra for this seat. You're going to stick me in the back in the middle going from Ireland to Philadelphia?
You would have seen what it was worth to them.
Scraby is a savage. He was like, nah, I'm sorry.
I was also extremely hungover, and I didn't want to move. So it would have made me probably sick to get up and move things.
Wait, you flew all the way back from Ireland to where?
Hungover.
And you were hungover? Oh, I know. You were gassy on that. You were killing
No. Yeah. I was just basically...
Did you smell like a brewery? I mean,
Ireland, so they... Yeah. Come on. I was like a raisin because I was so dehydrated, I felt like... Anyway, that's enough out of that story. Ugh, that baby, cried almost the entire way home. Entire way home. Anyway.
That's what babies do.
All right, that's it for the Big Five. When we get back, we're going to get you set for Game 2 between the Padres and the Braves, and we will hear from Kyle Hart. He was our Friar Friday interview, so we'll do that when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy.
If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor... State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.